might ask me.
What time is it?
Okay. And on my wrist, I have a...
wristwatch.
And if... about 20 minutes ago, what time was it?
About 12:30.
Okay. And then, and about 3 minutes ago, it was...
about 12:40.
Yeah, or, well, 5 minutes after that is what I'm getting at.
Oh, 12:45.
Okay. If 1967 was last year, 1968 is...
next year?
No.
Oh, this year.
Sure. And you're talking about a little boy's age, you'd say he is...
three.
In the whole...
years old.
Okay. And then if something happened on May 28th, if that's the date, May 28th, 1967, you'd say that happened just...
about a year ago.
Okay. And talk about the weather. If the weather is, the sun is shining and it's not too hot, spring or summer day, how would you describe that? It's what kind of a day?
Delightful.
Okay. And it's been raining and then it suddenly stops. I think we have this, but say the weather is, it's been raining and now the sun comes through and...
clear.
Okay, the weather is...
the weather is clear.
Okay, but it's in the process of getting clearer, you know.
Oh, I see.
Would you say... what I'm getting at is, would you say clearing up, clearing, faring up, or faring off, any of those?
Clearing up.
Okay. And the weather has been, right now, for example, the process the weather is in right now, and we might
it's
have...
cloudy.
And we might have a...
shower.
Okay, and so you'd say, you might say the weather is... would you use something like breaking, gathering, turning, or threatening, or just or clouding up? Any of those sound familiar to you?
Threatening.
Okay. And then a heavy rain for a short duration of time.
Oh, deluge.
Okay. Some of the alternates.
Downpour.
Here, yeah. Some of the alternates here are goose drowner, cloudburst, downpour, fall, mm-hmm. Downfall, gully washer, and lighter, not floater, and squall.
Well, the squall, gully washer, and...
not the lighter, not floater, because you don't...
no,
lighter,
I don't.
Not the floater, you don't
no.
Use lighter. That's right. If it's been, well, if you have thunder and lightning, what kind of a storm would you call it?
A thunderstorm.
All right. I say, how hard did the wind blow? And you say the wind really...
blew.
Okay, and the wind's coming from the direction of downtown. You say the wind's coming from the...
the wind's coming from the south.
Okay, and it's coming not directly from the south, but in the direction of Athens, say, or south of Athens. Say the wind's coming from the...
northeast.
Uh-huh. Well, south, much further south of there. Let's say Savannah. Not northeast, but...
southeast.
Sure. And how about a rain that's just barely raining? You'd call that a...
shower.
Okay, even lighter.
Drizzle.
Right. Do you distinguish between a drizzle, a sprinkle, and a shower? Make any kind of distinction among those terms?
Sprinkle is the mildest.
Uh-huh. Less than a drizzle.
Less than a drizzle.
Okay, and then the shower.
And then the shower is okay. More than either of those two.
Sprinkle, drizzle, shower. Okay, that's very neat. If you walk out one morning, you can hardly see your hand in front of your face, you'd say it's a, it's what kind of a day?
Very gray.
Or, yes. Well,
foggy.
Yes, and you call that stuff.
Fog.
Right. Okay. Now, I think we've caught up on all of that. That I didn't want to bother you with. First.
And I do know February has an R in it,
well,
even
sure.
Though I don't put it.
Sure.
I cast
yeah.
It.
Sure. Well,
to me, it's one of the most difficult words to say for me to put the R.
R is
right after that B.
Right. R is causal.
Of course, in this part of the country, it causes more. I mean, had I not done some French mm-hmm. since I was a child,
sure.
I probably wouldn't have any
sure.
R's at all.
But. I don't know, I find that you get tied up with spelling pronunciation and it's it really